doesn't.
It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart.
You're sexy and tattooed and delicious.
And Larry Mead.
Hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go get some new sneakers.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's Nate.
Yes, indeed. And welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's May.
May.
The month of May is here.
It's a great month.
It's May Day as we speak.
May Day, May Day.
And the weather is beautiful. I talked to my dad today, and apparently in Ohio, it's big stormy weather.
Ooh, big stormy weather.
Oh, yeah, there's like tornadoes.
Yeah, and rain and a big mess.
It's a terrible Indian name, big stormy weather. Native American name. Native American name. Don't mean to offend anybody.
I'm very offended.
Hey, look who's back in the studio, Mel.
Can you believe it?
It's Larry.
Hi.
It's so much better to have you in person than on the phone.
I know.
Yeah, it's nice to have you either way, but it's better to have you in person.
Oh, Nate, darling, you know how to make a boy feel welcome.
So welcome back from your travels to here, there, and everywhere.
I've been a busy boy.
You have indeed. All right, let's get right into the show. A couple of things I want to mention off the top. It's our Amazon page, and here's how you help us out. Go to natedarlingshow.com and click Shop Amazon through us if you are going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com. It helps us out, and it's one extra click for you.
I think I'm our biggest Amazon shopper.
Ooh, true story, I think I've only bought stuff on Amazon maybe ever, maybe once for Christmas a couple years ago.
I like shopping on Amazon.
Yeah, it's handy.
Yeah, and if you're going on Amazon anyway, that's what I'm saying. If you're not an Amazon shopper, don't worry about it. But if you're going to go there anyway, go through us because it gives us a couple of pennies every time you buy something, and it helps out the show. We're trying to build something here and give you more entertainment and better stuff. So that's one way that we can do it.
The last package we got that came from Amazon, Paul had me completely convinced there was a thank you note from you in it. And I was like, really? And he's like, no, stupid. I don't think he gets told every time somebody makes a purchase. I was like, oh.
Actually, I do know when people make a purchase.
Oh my God, he knows what you're buying.
But I don't know who's buying what. All I know is what's being bought.
The porn, all me.
Why did you buy 14 butt plugs and a gallon of Crisco?
Because you can never have too many.
Amen. Eric knows that.
Right.
Hey, so Eric.
Fair statement.
Eric's our fan in Portland, for those of you that might be unfamiliar.
And he knows a good butt plug when he sees
I
one.
I think one day we should have a special feature where we call Eric.
Oh, I second that.
That sounds dangerous to me.
I think it sounds fantastic. Eric, if you'd like that to happen, please write in.
Yeah. Try and keep him from doing that. Hey, we also, speaking of giving people something new and exciting, the new On Demand Super Show podcast is done. We recorded our first official episode.
I listened.
On Sunday, myself, Hooter, and Chainsaw. I know it sounds like an eclectic group. It's really not. We recorded our first podcast. And what's kind of cool about it is I'm in Sacramento, Hooter is in Salinas, California, and Chainsaw is in Albany, New York.
Wow.
So it's...
That's like a tri-coastal show, almost.
It is. We're all over the place, and we do it through the Google Plus Hangout, and it's kind of a cool place to talk about things that people can be fans of. So movies, TV shows, sports. We talked about wrestling. We hit a lot of things.
I'll come on for your Gleek episode.
So yeah, give it a listen. It's still in the early stages, so we're still working on stuff. People are still sort of feeling their way and doing it from three locations, but it's a lot of fun. And you can find the On Demand Super Show podcast on natedarlingshow.com, and it's also on iTunes. And if you want to find it there, you can go through the website up at the top. There's a lot of new stuff there. Just go to the top, go to the menu tabs, and see what drops down. There's cool stuff there.
Can I find it at Coconuts Records?
No. They do not exist. Oh, the other thing, this was the new thing that I put up on the website this week, is some photos from my vacation in Southern California. So those are up if you want to look around there, too. So new stuff on the website. That's some of the quality entertainment that we're giving to you.
I'm going to warn you guys right now, I might fart during the show.
Oh, what'd you have? Did you go to the Jewish festival, by the way?
I didn't. Ugh. I've gone before. It's usually a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And twice I went when they promised certain things would be there for eating and the things weren't there. And that annoyed me.
How Jewish. I mean, oh, is that wrong?
No. No, if they overcharge for them, that would be Jewish. God, I love Mel Gibson just for that.
I love Mel Gibson. He was on Jay Leno the other night pretending he's this really nice, normal guy.
Trying to do damage control. Can't blame him.
Yeah, he is an actor. Let's not forget that. Don't ever forget that Mel Gibson is an actor. Not a great actor, but an actor nonetheless. All right, let's start this show out. This was something kind of fun that I had an idea for. As a single fellow, I've decided to give the online dating world another shot.
I've done it. I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
I've done it before with mixed results. And I think one of the problems is it's hard to really write stuff about yourself, like about your positive qualities. I mean, we're all very intimately.
Are you going to say we're all intimately not? We all intimately know each other?
No, we're all very intimately familiar with our shortcomings.
Our bodies?
With our shortcomings. So
you said shortcomings.
So I mean, I know all of the things that are wrong with me. That's not an issue. But it's kind of hard to write a profile about yourself that's like the positive things. So I kind of thought I'd enlist your help, because you guys know me, to find positive things to say about me that I can put in an about me section.
Can you put that you have a sexy, sexy radio voice?
You do.
Because you do.
Well,
you should do like voice dating. Be like, "Hello, ladies."
That might be kind of creepy out of context.
Well, you never know.
Hi there.
It'd be cool though if they had like online dating where you recorded something.
They
instead.
Do. It's called like date night connections. They advertise like 2 a.m. It's for people that can't afford computers.
Don't do that.
The chat line.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you.
There's all these hot... It's amazing me how many hot girls are sitting around in their underwear waiting to talk to men on the phone at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday night.
I know. It's like Jennifer Love Hewitt claims that absolutely no one, no guy has actually hit on her.
That's what a lot of hot
even
girls
though she's,
say.
Even though she's single.
Oh. And she vajazzles herself, which for those of you that don't know means she bedazzles the area around her vagina to make it a little more sparkly. See, I would think if people did that, gay men would have sex with women more often.
See, and I think if you did that and did it in a missionary style, you would chafe your partner.
Maybe that's kind of hot.
Your groin suddenly turns into a cheese grater?
Yeah.
No, I'm a little bit nervous because I know how to write gay ads. Gay dating ads, I think, are really different than straight.
Well,
ads.
Feeling you're right about that.
Well, I'm not looking for you guys to actually write it. What I'm looking for is sort of input so that I can write it myself.
Okay. Here, are you ready? Get a pen. Power bottoms.
Wait,
I don't think that's what you're looking for.
What was funny is I sent out the note to you guys about this, and you were all for it, of course, because you're down for anything. And Mel responded that she was kind of uncomfortable with it, and I don't think you really quite understood what I was looking for.
I just know that women are really sensitive about getting any kind of feedback about themselves, and I know when I did an ad a couple years, many years ago now, and a girlfriend of mine helped, and I did not see myself the way she saw me, and it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's not an issue for me. I mean, I'm a guy, first of all. And second of all, I'm just looking for my positive. Like I said, I'm just looking for the positive parts of me, not the well, you know.
So what kind of stuff about yourself do you want to highlight?
I don't know. See, that's the problem. I want to highlight the good things about me that other people might notice.
So hard, too, because, like, the kind of stuff, like, some stuff is, like, positive stuff, but it's, like, how do you even put that into a profile? You know what I mean?
You have not robbed banks.
I have not robbed banks. That is important.
You don't have a criminal record, do you?
It's hard to put, like, without sounding cheesy, like, you're super, like, easygoing. Like, and, you're pretty much up for anything. Like,
yes.
You'll try like anything fun.
You're
any
the
activity.
Anti-douchebag.
Yeah.
Ah.
You're just like a regular dude.
Okay. Cool. I can use that.
And I think it's important. Like you have to make it clear. Like to put like you're like a man's man because girls like that. You're like a dude.
I would say
I mean, you're still sensitive, but you're
like
you're
no
a dude.
Offense.
He's a dude.
He's
oh,
a dude,
on.
But he's not like a dude. It's not like we're in here and there's like posters of naked girls and monster trucks.
No, there is a wooden car.
No, but he's totally manly. He's into outdoor activities. He's totally into sports. He's into wrestling.
No, yeah,
he's into good rock music. He's a dude.
Yeah, but he also isn't a total dude. Because I think if you're going to say that, you might scare some people off.
Well, I'm not a bro.
No.
But I'm a dude. See,
you said bro.
I'm not a bro, but I'm a dude. So as I look around my living room, here's what I see. Things that will endear me to women. The wood carving that my mom gave me of my first dog and cat.
Which kind of had creepy eyes. I'm sorry.
Look, it's a local artist from Vermont who did it. It's a one-of-a-kind thing. It's a piece of art.
It is.
That is a plus. I have a coat rack. That is a plus. I have a little fake stove that will do fake flames and real heat. Plus.
You have a cat.
I also can't believe you didn't mention the My Little Pony collection you have. He has like 400 My Little Ponies in these glass casings.
Right next to all his Barbies.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
It's crazy. I have a Canadian flag up. I have a poster from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and a couple of things from the Golden Gate State Parks. So it's my living room has a bunch and a couple of clocks. My living room has a bunch of stuff in it. And some of it women would look at and go, oh, that's kind of cool. That's so nice. And other things they'd look at and go, why do you have a flag hung up? You know?
Yeah. I think girls will come and they will judge the fact that it's a small little bachelor pad. Because girls want all
location's
the finer things.
Nice.
The location's awesome.
Well, you know, here's
sling in the bedroom's going to be handy.
Yeah.
See, if you're gay, that might be helpful.
Apparently.
And the flavored lubes.
Here's the thing about women who'd be put off by the size of my apartment.
is this a euphemism?
It is not.
Okay.
I don't care about them. Because if that's all they care about, I'm never going to make them happy. Because if that's what you're looking for, that's probably why you are pushing 40, wondering why no one has ever wanted to marry you, and you're just alone and miserable.
I would not put that in your ad.
No.
No, but that's what, I mean, if your biggest concern as a woman is you want a guy with a big swanky place and a big swanky car who's going to just provide for you, you need to hook into that when you were in your mid-20s. And even then, it's not really a great idea because what are you really after at that point?
Stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not giving you stuff. I'll give you the stuff, but I'm not going to give you stuff.
Is that a euphemism?
That is, in fact, a euphemism.
I don't know with straight people sometimes.
No.
It's crazy. I know that.
It's confusing.
So,
serious question.
Yeah.
In ads, do straight guys put the length of their wieners?
No.
Really?
Because that's a turn off to straight women.
No, but apparently what they do is as soon as they start contacting women, they will, in fact, put that in there. Because I've had a number of women who I've met online say that guys actually do that. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Guys actually do that? And they're like, oh, yeah.
That's gross.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's gross.
It's gross.
Women like the mystery, Larry. They want to find out on their own.
I guess it only, to be fair, only really matters if it's really super duper big or really super small.
And I know it matters, but to a lot of girls, other things are more important.
Does it matter to you?
No.
The size of a wiener?
Not that much. Not that much.
Good news for Paul. Anyway, moving on with the, let's recap
wieners.
A little bit. Let's recap a little bit. I'm a guy's guy.
Yeah, you're going to need to think about how to say that.
I know. But still reasonably sensitive.
Easygoing.
You're artistic.
Am I?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
In dude world, I think you're more on the artistic side than not.
Yeah, well, it's tough though for Midtown Sacramento because when you say artistic, it makes you make.
Well,
you got to
put you're a comedian and a stand up and a podcast host.
Yeah, nothing pulls more tail than hosting a podcast.
Fuck yeah, it does.
It does if it's a cool podcast.
It does, doesn't it, Eric? That's right, boy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Dear Lord.
It's turned into the one-on-one podcast with Larry.
Oh, Eric.
So, let's see. What were the other things in the...
I think you should say that you're from New Hampshire.
Why?
Because there's some exoticness to that.
And you're not a California surfer douchebag.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say I'm from Vermont, not from New Hampshire.
Oh, that's what I meant. In my mind, they're the same thing.
I'm like, why are you...
Because Vermont's total douchebagville. New Hampshire's totally sweet, educated dude. You should say you're from Vermont. That may add some exoticism.
I got a lot of longevity or whatever on that. When I said I was from Ohio, people were like, oh, Midwestern girl.
Yes, I would agree. I would say I'm trying to think of other things.
That was a long pregnant pause.
It really was a long pause. I had like a brain freeze for a
second.
You're
a doer. You like to go out and do and be active.
You are a doer.
Which is important. Girls do not want couch potatoes.
You're not a big drinker. I think that's important.
No, I'm a casual drinker. I will have a beer.
No, right. Because I think for some, like, I just know an incredible amount of women. And I think if you say you like to go out and do stuff, you should preface that by saying, like, you're not a drunk douchebag.
I like to go out and do stuff that doesn't involve getting hammered in a bar.
Yeah.
Although getting hammered can be fun.
Oh, every now and then. Sure.
But you don't want to lead with that. You don't want to put that out there. That will happen, but you don't need to advertise that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's for fun time.
Yeah.
You should say, you have a lot of Gatorade.
I have a container of Gatorade Crystal that you make. It's drink mix.
Crystal, is that a euphemism for drugs?
It's like Tang.
Tang.
That's not a euphemism.
Oh, okay.
It's a drink mix.
You should say that you have a cat.
I do.
He's sick.
He is a sick cat right
now. Where's your
sick
cat right now?
He's on the bed.
He is in the bedroom right now.
Hi, Zippy.
And we went to the vet today, and Zippy is going to, in addition to the treatments that he's been getting, Zippy is going to be starting on steroids.
He's going to become a strong motherfucker.
Hopefully.
Is he going to have roid rage?
I hope not, because I have to give him lots of medication over the next few days.
How do you give a cat steroids?
This is the craziest thing. I have this big drip bag. It's like a big IV drip bag, except it's just under his skin. And what I have to do is I have to put the needle into under the skin on the back of his neck.
Oh, God.
And then I have to let this drip thing start, and that runs in. And then while that's happening, I have to take another syringe that goes into a Y connector to give him antibiotics through that.
Oh, dear Lord.
And now I have another syringe that will be for steroids. So it's...
That's very complicated.
It is.
All while holding a cat. I can't imagine doing all of that while managing to keep the cat still.
Well, and here's the thing. On Saturday, this past Saturday, when the vets called and said, can you come in and we'll show you, are you willing to do this? And I said, of course, I have to do it. And they're like, okay, well, we'll see you guys this afternoon. About an hour later, I get a call from the vet's office saying, well, he gets really nervous when he comes in, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, you don't have to bring him. We'll just show you. We'll have a stand-in and we'll show you.
A stand-in.
So I get up there.
Wow.
I get up, and the vet is in Rio Linda, which is about a 30-minute drive from downtown Sac where I live. And the vet tech has a wiener dog to show me how to do this. But we never actually do anything. She's like, yeah, you sit down on the floor and you put a towel down and you have paper towels and you rub on them on the back of the neck and you pet them to make them feel relaxed and do their thing. And
sounds like it could also be for something else.
And that works like the first time till they know what you're up to.
Look how calm he is. Now, meantime, the wiener dog never got the needle, let alone the start to fill up under the skin with fluid. With fluid. So
that makes me a little queasy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's crazy. It would be like if we dropped about a quart or more of liquid under your skin.
Fuck yeah.
Mike. he looks a little like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Aww.
When we're done with the treatment. But he twice a day I got to do that. So that's the treatment for Zippy. And hopefully he starts to eat. He hasn't been eating. So that's...
Well, chicks will really respond to that. They'll be like, oh, you're such a sweet man to take care of your cat.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to use my very sick and dying
cat.
Hey,
use
cat.
What
that's
you
what you
gotta
should
use.
Do. You should, your title should be something like, I need a date to help me get over my sick cat. My pussy is sick.
Oh. I need a lady to help me hold down my cat.
I didn't realize it's really hard when anyone talks about cat, because in my mind, when people say cat, I generally say pussy in my mind. And so when, like, it's been really hard for me not to make inappropriate jokes with Nate. I'm just saying, like, it really has been difficult. His pussy needs fluids and things.
Oh, Larry.
Okay, I just had to say, I feel a little bit better. Okay, I feel better.
Let's get it out. All right, now
the
one other thing about the online dating thing, and this was, they have this one thing you have to fill out. It's like the thing people notice about me first. Well, I don't have any idea what people notice about me first.
That I wear a baseball hat every day.
It's true. Oh, I just hit the microphone.
You? What? You're either hitting it or breathing heavy into it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Other than wearing a baseball cap, what is one of the first things that you would notice about
You're
me?
You're white.
That's just racist if that's the first thing you noticed.
Sometimes you have a goatee. Sometimes you have a beard.
I have ever-changing facial hair. That is... That I've already uploaded.
The never ending facial hair. That was a play off the movie Never Ending Story. In case you were wondering what that was.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take all of your anything else. First thing you notice about me, Mel?
You should make sure you tell girls about your 11-inch cock.
You're not scary. Like, you're not intimidating to
approach.
Yeah,
you're not scary. I would say you host a podcast with you need to work in that you have a gay friend. No, seriously. It makes straight women feel more comfortable.
Yeah, you and your gal pal and your gay dude friend do a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. It's true.
You should.
I believe we are the only podcast in America with a straight guy, a gay guy, and a former policewoman.
Really?
I can't imagine there would be
in
another
Sacramento
one.
County.
Can't imagine.
How
could
we?
One.
I'm going to Google that later to see.
Good luck with
do
that.
Do the research.
All right, moving
do
on.
Do your research, girl.
Moving on to the important parts of our show. So I'll get that all written up in the next day or so, and hopefully we'll see if I can start to reel in the chicklets on
and
the internet.
And then you can take them on dates, and Larry and I will go and sit at another table and watch.
Yeah, because they won't know what we look like.
Yeah.
Unless they go to the website, because there's pictures of all of us
the
there.
The picture I have on there is like the hottest picture ever of me, so it doesn't even look like me.
There's that.
I love that the picture of me is laughing with my mouth all agape.
Have you seen my picture?
Yeah.
It's hot.
If you haven't seen our pictures, go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click through there.
My picture is like a naturally caught glamour shot.
All right, back to the important business of the show. We're a show based upon the news and the inside scoop. In a dirty secrets of the sports arena, as revealed by a drunken stadium employee that emailed Deadspin.com at 5:30 in the afternoon.
This was really enjoyable, but I didn't find that there was a lot of secrets included.
Yeah, it wasn't so secrety.
Well, there's a reason for that. We'll get into that. So the article starts out, last month I got an email from a guy who works Lightning games at the Tampa Bay Times Forum.
Not anymore.
Our informant was pissed drunk and looking for a place to vent about his job. It will shock and stun you to learn that stadium arenas do not operate like they did on that one Matthew Perry sitcom.
What?
Yeah. He'll let the anonymous stadium guide provide the details.
What Matthew Perry sitcom was about a stadium?
It lasted for like a week.
Yeah, it was on like three or four episodes.
Yeah, I remember.
It was something about happy or sunny or something.
So the guy was writing in response to a story titled Great Fan Experience in Tampa. They corrected some of the spelling errors because this guy was drunk. And the email...
Though for a drunk guy, it's pretty well written and pretty funny.
The email came in at a little before 5:30 p.m., so this is the letter from drunk stadium employee. I want to read it in my drunk voice. Let me be the first to tell you as an employee of the Tampa Bay Times Forum that the management does not give a fuck about anybody. I'm currently 9 beers in. Natural ice because I'm cheap and in college and it's got 5.9% ABV. I have 50 minutes before I need to clock into work. I think it's funny how arenas and stadiums try to tell their fans that the ultimate goal is to make life easier, where to go for their seats, where to find Outback, and where to find the discount stations. My superiors have never told me any of this, but I can disclose a few secrets for the hockey goers' sake. Number one, the Tampa Bay Lightning sell 24-ounce beers on the plaza before you enter and before you go through security. The vendors sell them out on the plaza, so when one goes through security, they're casually asked, did you buy that beer here? Well, of course you did. Long story short, buy a 24-ounce beer, 5 of them for $6 at a gas station, and carry them in your gold. Better yet, you can use the can and fill it up with straight Jack Daniels, and you're still all right.
That's the only good secret, by the way, in this whole letter.
Searchers can sniff or examine your can. Or they can't sniff or examine your can. Sorry, I'm playing drunk. Please bring the liquor in. It'll make my job easier. Number two, be a dick to anyone in a suit, especially if it's Nick. He's a cunt.
Oh, my.
That's not a secret.
Well,
everyone knows Nick's a cunt.
Yeah. Number three, if you find someone who looks young, they'll let you into a lower level. Let's be honest. If a college-age guy sees a couple of hot women at the top of his section, he'll let them down, no question. But if you're some asshole who gets mad at rich people for being rich, then you're a dick. Be hot and have a vagina. It will let you anywhere.
Again, not a secret, no shit.
Or if you offer me a beer that I can chug in the bathroom, I will accept. I have horribly low standards. That actually was a little bit of a secret. Number four, my superiors are retarded. And I say retarded because my ultimate superior is a former EMT named Tripp. and everyone below him and above me is a college intern. I don't want to be the guy who says, oh my God, my boss sucks, but fuck, the people above me have the chance to make my job easier and they don't do it. I'm not complaining. I'm drunk as fuck, ready for work. How can I complain? Even my punctuation is lacking. I had an instance last week where four hideous old women wanted to go outside to get cheap beer. We have a no reentry policy. The suit cleared them to leave and come back. He left while they were out. I was there when they got back. Their tickets wouldn't scan because they'd been through already. I knew this, but I told them that they were fraudulent and to go fuck off. I'm a prick. Don't come to Tampa.
And how is this a secret, or how is this his bosses are retarded? It's just that he's a douchebag because he hates his job.
Not my fault. You thought you'd get a tan and be happy. Suck my tan balls. Long story short.
Tan balls.
I love my job. It gives me a horribly disillusioned sense of power that I like to exercise if I don't like someone. This, Drew, is how an arena operates. Suits and management can only go so far. They are fucking assholes like me that try to make life miserable for everyone else. And there are also poor people like me that make the innards work.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand how anybody's bad or retarded besides him.
I don't understand how you write a letter that long when you're drunk.
I wrote papers in undergrad and grad school completely wasted.
Ditto.
Were they
completely.
Did I ever tell you guys I wrote a paper while on something, but I don't know what it was because somebody gave me something. And when I got it back, I'd made up a word and the and the professor circled it and put a question mark.
Oh.
The word I made up was massacuted.
Oh.
Apparently the Jews were both massacred and persecuted simultaneously.
You should have told the teacher it was a Yiddish word and his anti-Semitism is not appreciated.
I was too overwhelmed by the fact that I'd made up a word in a college paper.
In college, my roommate Tom, sophomore year, he would write papers and like leave. Like we always just left our computer on. Well, he left to go to lunch and my friend Aaron and I, for whatever reason, wanted to have fun. He was a Spanish and like finance double major or something. So yeah, Spanish and finance. And his paper was in Spanish. So we went into his paper and randomly wrote words such as penis-o, cunt-o, horo, threesome-o, all during his paper.
And churro.
And then
chalupa.
He did not proofread his paper. He printed it off and turned it in. We had no idea. And so flash forward about a week later, we're in there watching Price is Right and eating lunch. And he opens the door and is like, you fuckers! And he slams the door and he's so angry. And he's like, what the fuck? Do you know what happened? I turned this paper in. Did you fucking do this? Blah, blah, blah. And he starts yelling, but then he starts laughing so hard because he was like, my professor asked me, what is this? And because his professor tried pronouncing the words as they were real Spanish words, like, hurro,
pitiful.
And he just started laughing because it was so funny. He's like, luckily, he thinks his professor knew what happened because his professor told him just to redo it and turn it in. But like, he went from like going to kill us to thinking it was one of the funniest things ever in about 10 seconds. And it was one of those things you still didn't know if he was going to snap back to angry, but it was pretty awesome. Caco, penis-o,
I'll
come in your face-o.
Oh, well, that's a perfect transition point because former Yankee pitcher Chen Ming Wong, whose last name is actually spelled Wang, held a press.
I wouldn't have known it was Wong if you hadn't said that. I thought it was Mr. Wang.
No. It's Chen Ming Wong. He held a press conference to apologize for cheating on his wife.
Aww.
Maybe he should have just had a meeting with his wife.
No.
At least he didn't do it on Twitter.
Right.
Fair. In 2009, he received shoulder surgery that would keep him out of baseball for 2 years, and he had just lost his contract with the Yankees. So he did what any one of us would do. He went to the bar a lot, and he chatted up the cute bartender. To quote him, I was feeling helpless and hopeless during the long hours of rehabilitation every day. I was for the Taiwanese media. At the low ebb of my life, I had this affair. Wong, who was married in 2003 and has a 3-year-old son, admitted to having an affair with the Taiwanese-American woman that lasted 8 months before he, quote, took the initiative to end it due to the scourge of the deep sense of guilt. After 8 months, he felt guilty.
But then what happened?
But the woman threatened to go public with their relationship.
So he had
to stay.
And then he said he was forced to continue it until early last year.
At gunpoint? Was it at gunpoint?
I'll have to have sex with you, okay?
His wiener was being held hostage. I committed a big mistake 2 years ago. I dare not even ask forgiveness to my family members and fans who have loved and supported me, he said in a prepared statement. During my one-time weakness, I hurt my wife, family members, and the third party. I cannot find the words to describe my indebtedness to them. The forgiveness and support shown by my wife and family have made me feel even more shame. Wait, what? Thank you for forgiving me. Now I feel more shame. Mel, you're the expert on shame.
I am?
Well, you're the Jew.
Aww.
It's true.
Ask a Catholic. They know, too.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Well, we know guilt, not shame. There's a difference.
Oh. Yeah.
Guilt and shame are two different things.
Do you know what I find amazing right now? Is anyone following the John Edwards trial?
No.
Yeah.
That literally is one of the most ridiculous things ever. The shit that man did. He literally was trying to get a supporter of his to convince her to let her husband admit that he had an affair with her, with this girl. And that, like, it was crazy. And when they were campaigning, she found out about it. She took away his wife, took away his cell phone, his BlackBerry, wouldn't let any woman talk directly to him. Like, it is crazy. It's like a telenovela.
Yeah, I remember hearing a little bit of that leaking out is the story broke, but I haven't been following the...
It's nuts. It's almost too sensational to believe, but it's true. And it's sad because now Mrs. Edwards is dead.
Yeah.
That's an uplifting
That
note.
Is... Way to bring us up,
Larry.
Wah.
Stuff snowballs. I'll tell you what. Stuff snowballs like you wouldn't believe, you know?
Isn't snowball a dirty thing?
Yes.
Yes. But I was not... That was not a euphemism,
Have
Larry.
You ever snowballed someone?
I don't know what it is.
No.
Isn't it where... Hold on, remember in the movie with Julia Roberts?
That's snow blowing.
You know what snow blowing is, don't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, snowballing, and I don't know if snowballing and snow blowing is the same thing, but according to the Urban Dictionary, snowballing is when you take a load of a guy's jizz in your mouth, and then you sort of hover over him and then drip it into his mouth.
Ew. Paul would punch me in the face if I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really a welcome thing in the straight community.
No comment about the gay community.
Yeah, straight guys do not appreciate, you know, that's a lovely gift that we're giving to you.
I don't like to share that either direction. Like, I don't want Paul to kiss me after he's done stuff with his face, and I don't, you know, we're respectful of that.
That's weird, though, because a lot of women really, really enjoy a nice, deep kiss after you've taken care of them down there. Like
no. I don't know. There's something about I don't want my own vagina in my mouth.
No, I understand that and I appreciate that. I'm just telling you from my experience that a lot of women don't mind it and actually several of them really enjoy it. That's actually one of the questions, the survey questions on the
they
dating site.
They ask you if you like to eat vagina.
What kind of dating site is this they ask that?
Well, they have all... Users can submit their own questions. So you answer questions and it matches you up based
is
on
it,
that.
Are you on Match?
No.
What is it?
No, it's OkCupid.
Oh, okay.
Which is a free site. But there's a bunch of questions and anybody can submit a question. And there's things like, do you like to cuddle? Blah, blah, blah. And
do you like to kiss after giving me fellatio?
Yeah, actually... Actually, there is. There are questions like that.
I guess that's a really big thing for you. It's important to know that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care one way or another. I mean, if I'm finished doing that and you prefer that I go and run to the bathroom and wash my face, I'm cool doing that.
Especially
somebody
like you with the facial hair, you got to go rinse.
Oh, straight people.
I know, it's very different. Now... Love is very difficult, and Brian McKnight, who is recovering from an injury, knows that, and he decided to write a song about it.
Can you give me a little background? I don't know who he is at all.
Brian McKnight is a 90s soul singer.
Okay. Yep.
He had some hits in the 90s, and he was sitting around in the hospital bed. He had something he was laid up with, and his mind apparently went to the more adult flavor, and he's actually been invited to the AVN Awards, the Porn Awards, to perform this song when he actually finishes it. So let's give it a little bit of a listen.
What the chorus is, I'm going to give you a little bit of the track. This is what I say. Let me show you how your pussy works.
Yeah.
Since you didn't bring it to me first, I have lots of things to show you if you're ready to learn. Let me show
right now.
Bet you didn't know that it could squirt.
Ew.
I have lots of things to show you if you're ready to learn.
What a douchebag song.
Mel, did you know it could squirt?
Ew, no, I don't squirt.
See, he's going to show you how it works. You didn't even know it
could
squirt.
That's just cocky bullshit talking. Because you know it was so much better, and you're so much better at it than anybody else. You're magic Brian McKnight with your magic penis. Meh. I hate him.
Well,
now.
He didn't necessarily say with his penis. He might mean with a digit. Or
whatever.
He's going to show you how it works.
I don't like that kind of cockiness. I think it's gross.
Well, anyway, that's Brian McKnight's little ode. He's been invited to the AVN Awards to appreciate it.
Blech.
To perform it when he has the whole song written. I can't wait to hear the final.
The only way I would have sex with him is just so I can work as hard as I can to not enjoy it and spit in his face and leave.
You know what I want to do? I want him to finish that song, and then I'm going to call the Delilah Radio Show, which is the worst radio show in the history of radio. Are you guys familiar
with Delilah?
Larry knows Delilah. Are you familiar with Delilah?
I am not.
Delilah is this weird chick with giant hair who talks in a very soft voice this.
She's amazing.
You're calling the Delilah Show, talking about love. And I'm going to call the Delilah Show, and I'm going to pretend that I'm sending a song out to, I'm going to say Melissa, just to pick a name.
Thanks.
And I'm going to request Brian McKnight, because I want Delilah to introduce the song. And then I want to hear on the Delilah Show, let me show you how your pussy works.
She does like dedications, and she's really super duper sappy.
Yeah.
It's a nationwide show. She records from her house.
Hey. There's nothing wrong with a show you record from your house. I'm just saying.
No, Delilah.
I'm just saying. All right, it's time for the original segment on our show. It's actually a little overtime. It's time for...
Cool.
Tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, the stadium worker for revealing secrets. Mel.
Oh, geez. This is a hard one. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say cool because I found it hilarious, and so I appreciated the humor, and I appreciated him writing it, and I assume he got fired as a result of it because there were so much details. So if he got fired, that just makes it even funnier for me. So I'm going to go cool because I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't think he got fired because it's all anonymous, but either way, Larry,
how anonymous could
it
be?
I'm
going to
say cool. He's not a tool, so since he's not a tool, it makes him cool.
He's a dick, but he's not a tool.
This guy's a tool. I'm sorry. He's a tool. And he admits it. And it's almost cool because he owns his toolness, because he's like, I have a job where I have very little power and I wield it like the sword of Damocles. So he is a tool, but because he owns it, he's almost cool. But I'm still going to go tool on that one. Just a little bit different. All right. Next up in Cooler Tool, Chen Ming Wong for holding a press conference to apologize for his affair. Larry, what do you think?
Oh, well, I'm gazing at my picture of myself, first of all.
He is. He actually just licked his
it's a
his,
hot
his phone screen.
Oh, it's hot. Cool. Why not? I'm going to go cool.
Okay, Mel, what do you think?
This is another tricky one.
I
wow,
know.
You gave us hard ones. Sometimes some weeks are just so easy and well, I can just rip right through them.
That's what he said.
I think your last one's going to be pretty easy for you.
Yes. Damn it. You know, I don't know. I think when you're a person that's in the public spotlight and everybody's knowing what you're doing, you got to do damage control. We were talking about Mel Gibson earlier going on late night. And I think you just have to suck it up and do it. Do I think he's a tool for what he did? Yes. But do I think that lots of people who aren't famous do this stuff all the time and do it for a lot longer because they don't get caught because they're not famous and they're not in the spotlight? Yes. So I'm going to say cool for owning it finally. Even though he was forced to do it for all those extra months. So, fine, cool, but begrudgingly.
Yeah, I'm only going to go cool for this reason, because I believe he's Taiwanese, but in the Asian culture, shame is a very big thing. And to step out like that in front of
everybody. If he was really full of shame, he'd commit hari kari. I'm just kidding.
That's Japanese, but thanks.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
No.
All right. I'm gonna go cool just because he's stepping into and owning his shame. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Brian McKnight.
Tool.
Larry.
I mean, how I do love a song that sings about pussy.
It's your favorite.
Pussy.
He rhymes.
I don't even
true
like the word.
Okay, true story. Since we're talking about that word, we're gonna go there. number one pet peeve of mine is when sometimes dudes refer to their parts as either boy pussy or dude pussy.
Oh,
or
you
man
said that.
Pussy.
That's gross. I just think the word
literally,
pussy is disgusting.
If a dude says that, it's like, oh, gotta go. I'm not kidding. People openly say it. They're like, yeah, I want you in my man pussy. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go have a diet Sprite and guess I'll talk to you later.
Oddly, that would be my reaction too.
It really is repulsive.
I just think both the words pussy and squirt are so yucky.
Yeah, you want my boy pussy to squirt all over?
Oh.
Like,
no, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Some dudes icky. Do, I think.
Ew.
So,
I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm saying don't say those words.
So do you not squirt?
Like, no, that's not easy to do, I don't think. I don't think everybody squirts.
Really?
No.
No.
Just like some people are multi-orgasmic and some aren't.
What do you mean people aren't multi-orgasmic?
Huh?
What do you mean people can't be like, they're not?
Some women just have orgasm and some women are multi-orgasmic. Everyone's different.
That's weird.
And apparently some women never have an orgasm. Yeah. Which I
still remember my first orgasm. It made such an impression.
Really?
Yes.
And how long did you have sex before you had an orgasm?
Tell us about your first orgasm, Mel. Let me put out a picnic basket.
First of all, thank you, Sean, for showing me how my pussy works.
Yeah.
Because it was a gentleman named Sean.
Yeah,
he knows who he is.
Yeah, he does.
And he actually showed me. I was on my hands and knees. He was sort of behind me, and he used his hand over my hand to show me how to give myself an orgasm, and that was my first orgasm.
See, that's fascinating to me, how women cannot just feel around until they find what feels good.
I think I was young and shy, and I just wasn't that comfortable with my body.
So Sean was a pedophile then?
No, I wasn't that young. It was legal, but I think...
How old were you? College?
Yeah, I think I was a freshman in college.
Mm. And how old was Sean, 35?
I think he was like a sophomore or junior at a different
school.
She was
a psychology professor at a different school.
Yeah, he was a friend of my roommates. We're all still, we all still know each other.
Really? Is Sean married now?
Yes.
Have you met his wife?
No.
Is she very happy?
You should ask his wife.
She probably is.
Really? Did he fuck you?
I honestly think so. I don't remember. The orgasm is what I remember about Sean. I don't remember a lot else. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I remember also that he was wearing black underwear.
Now, did you squirt at all when you came?
Like, no.
You didn't have any...
Wait a minute.
Orgasms.
Are you talking about... I mean, there's liquid.
But does anything
ejaculate.
Come out?
Yes. There's fluid, but
it's more like
squirting
like
is shooting.
Yeah. Not necessarily like
nothing
a laser
shoots out
gun,
of me. Yeah, nothing shoots out.
It's more like a
me.
Trickle, like a fountain.
Honey, if I'm super aroused, I can stand up and it'll run down my leg.
Yeah.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
I don't know why that kicks me out, but it kind
of
does.
But nothing shoots out of me.
So it's more of a dribble.
Yes.
Okay. Release.
Yes.
A fluid release.
Yes. It's lubrication. We lubricate ourselves. So if you're super excited, you make more of it.
Mm.
If you're less excited, you have to... bring out the lube. That's what it's for. Because
right.
Your butt doesn't lubricate itself, but my vagina does all the work. If I'm aroused, I'm already... You know, you hear girls saying their panties are wet because they're so excited. Mm. We're already lubing up before our clothes are off.
To be fair, I know guys whose asses already are lubricated.
Okay.
No comment. Mm. You know who you boys are.
Yee.
Eric in Portland. I'm just kidding. Eric in Portland, we really should talk to you sometime. It'd be funny.
All right. So, Larry, Brian McKnight, Tool or Tool?
Tool. Ugh. Didn't he have this? No, that was R. Kelly. I'm going to say Tool.
I'm going to disagree because I think it's cheeky fun. I think it's cheeky good fun. All right. Speaking of cheeky good fun, it's time for my favorite new segment. It's the Iron Sheik tweet of the week.
Oh, geez. I can hardly wait.
Oh, my.
The Iron Sheik, and I picked this one because he gave a little love to former Sacramento King Brad Miller.
Oh.
In which because the Iron Sheik tweets a lot of different stuff. And this is what he said. Brad Miller, I respect he retire with lots of money. He be happy forever. Fuck the Tito Santana.
It's always these non sequiturs.
True.
I know. And... If you're not familiar with the Iron Sheik, go to our YouTube page, which you can link to from natedarlingshow.com. It's in the drop-down menu at the top. And there are two things with the Iron Sheik. There's his match with Hulk Hogan on our YouTube page, and there's an interview that the Iron Sheik does with Howard Stern where the Iron Sheik's talking about wanting to fuck guys in the ass, And Howard Stern's telling him it's gay, and he's like, Iron Sheik, not gay, not fucking ass like that. It's freaking hilarious. It's absolutely wonderful. So hit up our YouTube page to see that. It's good stuff. I'm going to try and keep the YouTube page updated a little bit more often with the stuff that we talk about. Hey, did you guys realize the NFL draft was just last week?
Yeah.
I did. I liked it better when it was on Saturday and Sunday. I could just sit down on a Saturday and watch like four rounds of it and just veg out. I'm not really a big fan of this Thursday night primetime bullshit thing.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
It feels like it's been never ending, to be honest.
Well, it's a lot of rounds. But really, they only do the first two, three on TV, right?
No, they do all of them on TV, but they've stretched it out to like four nights and try to make people think it's a primetime event. But by the time they get to rounds four through six, it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, we just watched the first couple.
Anyway, this is a bit of a embarrassing moment for Steelers draft pick, who thought Ben Roethlisberger was the team secretary.
Oh, no.
He'll never live that down.
David DeCastro's phone was ringing. On the other end was a two-time Super Bowl champion and the man DeCastro was drafted to protect. The Stanford guard, so this guy went to Stanford, so he's smart, was selected in the first round by the Steelers in the NFL draft. He was getting a congratulatory call from his new quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. So DeCastro answered and Roethlisberger welcomed him to the team. And the rookie's response, did you get those flight plans?
No.
DeCastro thought he was the team's traveling coordinator trying to book the flights to Pittsburgh for the introductory press conference. He apparently didn't realize that he was receiving a call from someone a little bit higher up on the flowchart. He was saying, did you get those flight plans? Did you get those flight plans? Roethlisberger told the group at the Blair County Convention Center. After a few seconds, DeCastro figured it out. I can't wait to get started on him about that, Roethlisberger joked, thus ensuring DeCastro won't go a single day of training camp without hearing his six-word question.
You know, as embarrassing as that is, it's awesome in a way because he's instantly a part of the team now. He instantly has like an inside joke. Yeah, everyone's going to like him.
True.
They're going to find it endearing. And he's
very
instantly,
true.
Yeah.
It's all well and good until Ben tells his buddies to watch the hallway and he rapes them in the bathroom.
Oh, stop it. He only rapes women.
Oh, okay. No, too soon.
I miss Ben Roethlisberger's penis.
Do you?
Do you remember?
No.
No, who was that? That
Brett
was
Favre.
Brett
Favre's old man penis.
Who now has to testify about his harassing the masseuses.
Mm. I'd let Brett Favre harass me.
I tell you guys that I created a Twitter feed called yes. Brett Favre's penis?
I do.
I did that. Really. I got bored with it after about a week and a half.
That's what he said.
That's what she said.
But I would just send out tweets about what Brett Favre's penis was thinking.
I like it.
It was fun for a while, and then I got bored. Larry, I have a question for you now.
I love questions.
More about your people and people who your people love.
Ohioans?
No. Why are Kathy Griffin's ratings in the tank, Larry?
Oh, I've actually had this conversation with a couple people.
Yeah, they're out for her new talk show, and there's not good news. She only drew under 1 million viewers, and it wasn't because of the lead-in either. The Real Housewives of Atlanta drew 2.5 million viewers ahead of her show. So she lost more than half of the viewers from The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Why are your people turning on your goddess, Larry?
Well,
what's going on?
Here's the thing. It was not promoted well at all. I consider myself I love Kathy Griffin. Love her. And seen her live a couple times. What's funny is she was just in Sacramento, and she sold at the community theater. It was one of her largest shows in a while. And she loved it, and she was really funny. They didn't promote her show well because a bit of an inside story. The upfronts were really bad. She wasn't able to draw. Well, here's the thing. Oh my God, it just sounded like her because that's what she says all the time. Here's the thing. Her show it's kind of like a talk show, and it doesn't necessarily. She wasn't able to get people that were really awesome. And so it's her kind of being funny, but like some of the guests she had on her show were like her assistant's best friend. And she did an interview where she was trying to find new assistants, and she interviewed people in her office. Like things that are funny, but that's something that you could watch online. It's not destination TV, and they didn't promote it. And so those things together, like I watched it, I'm going to be honest. I love Kathy Griffin. I think she's really funny. That's not the format for her.
I feel like I saw a lot of ads on Bravo and stuff with her in bed with Bravo and blah, 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 Bravo.
Yeah, but there's nothing necessarily on Bravo right now that gays are watching besides Real Housewives, and everyone watches, for the most part, people, it's not, you don't watch it live.
Do you know what else I think? I just think people are growing, A, weary of her. I'm tired of her. And B, I feel like
she's... You just betrayed your redhead comedian.
I know.
Comedian
fan. And I do. I always really loved her, too. And I think she's raw. And I think she's really funny. Yeah. But I also feel like she... Even though she plays this whole B star and I'm the, you know, the redheaded stepchild of Hollywood, she's worked so hard to get big boobs and a skinny body and all this plastic surgery. So it's almost like she really does want to be an A-lister.
Oh, she does.
And she can't. And so now it becomes sort of trite and sad to watch.
A little bit. I think her that format just doesn't work. I heard someone said it's like a weird Chelsea Handler takeoff.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's really what it is. And Chelsea Handler works because she's funny, but I actually don't like Chelsea Handler's stand-up. I like her books and I like her show, but she's not necessarily great to watch one-on-one. Where with Kathy Griffin, she's better one-on-one than she is with like other people.
I concur completely.
It's just not good. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with it. I mean, it should have debuted. I think, however, she's going to use this as what the fuck. She couldn't even make a show on Bravo work, so she's going to go back to touring. The reality is that bitch could tour and make $1 billion. I mean, she sold out like over 2,000 seat thing here in Sacramento, and tickets there, I think the cheapest were like 50 or 75 or something. So like, the girl's fine, but the show itself is kind of the gays were not fired up.
I thought whatever Andy Cohen told you to do, you did. What happened with that?
Now, here's the thing about Andy Cohen.
Tell me. I need to be enlightened.
I need to speak speak softly, because if headquarters hears this, they're going to be very upset.
Is he straight? That would be the bombshell of all bombshells. Andy Cohen's actually a straight dude with a wife and three kids.
Have you not heard that rumor?
He's a straight Episcopalian.
He's a straight hardcore waspy dude.
Marcus Bachman
gazed it up
turned
for
him.
TV.
Marcus Bachman turned him.
I think Andy Cohen does not have power, and yeah. If Andy Cohen's show isn't on TV, Kathy Griffin's show would have done much better. Because I think people wanted Kathy Griffin's show to be Andy Cohen's show, and it couldn't be. Mm. I'd rather watch her talk with people from like Real Housewives than to watch Andy Cohen, even though I think Andy Cohen's funny.
Yeah, but...
And Andy Cohen doesn't have that much power, but he's a pseudo-power. He's also a power bottom.
Does he like to top from the bottom, Larry?
I will say... If he was on my softball team, he would be a very active catcher. Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Word. There'd be a lot of that going on.
Yeah. And his show now is expanded. It's on almost every night. And his show gets almost as good as ratings as the shows that he talks about.
All right. The next thing on our list now. Did you guys, either of you guys, see the White House Correspondents' Dinner or anything from that?
I watched highlights.
Yeah, I did too.
What did you guys think? Because I watched the whole thing. I didn't watch it live. I DVR'd it and went back to it.
I just don't understand it anymore. I mean, I never really understood the point of it, because it always seems sort of weird that it was news people and political people that were supposed to be separate coming together. But then it seems like now it's just sort of a red carpet event.
Well,
it has. But yeah.
It's yeah. I'm not talking about the red carpet, because when C-SPAN does the red carpet, they don't really do it up like Bravo does.
But I mean, it's just Hollywood people.
Yeah.
It seems like
it's become
just
Hollywood.
It's just
not
rubbing elbows.
It's not anymore political people being funny. It's Hollywood people pretending to be political people trying to be funny.
Yeah.
That being said, first of all, why are the Kardashians everywhere? Why? Why are they
everywhere?
Because
people fucking watch their show. I don't. Nate Darling does.
I do. But I don't want her invited places. I don't want that.
She's famous right now. She's the it
she
girl.
She just signed a isn't her extension 4 fucking years?
Yeah, something like
That's
that.
Ridiculous.
You know what's really funny, though, is Chloe and Lamar have announced that this is the last year of the Chloe and Lamar show.
Yeah, they'll just be guest spotting on the Kardashians.
I mean, I'm sure Chloe's going to show up on the other shows as much as she wants, but Lamar Odom, who had a really crappy year and ended up being sent home by the Dallas Mavericks as opposed to playing in the playoffs with the Dallas Mavericks, they announced today no more Chloe and Lamar. So that's, I think, probably an agent got to Lamar and said, listen, man, if you keep doing this reality show, you're done in the NBA.
Pick what you want. Yeah.
Because that was one of the things that Mark Cuban said when he was talking about Lamar Odom. He's talking about how you either want to be in the NBA or you want to be on a reality show, which is funny because I do watch Chloe and Lamar for the sport.
I would put that in your ad that you watch that, by the way.
Oh, that will draw the pussy. Like, you would not believe.
Yeah, pussy. Do you remember the song Pussy Patrol?
No.
Pussy Patrol. Oh, that was such a big song in college.
Was it?
And I always laughed when it played.
Okay. I have not heard it.
Me either. I think it was just at your college.
It could be.
It was very big at the University of Dayton.
So anyway, Jimmy Kimmel was the comedian this year. I thought he did a nice job. And if you haven't seen it yet, that's also on our YouTube page. So go check that out. It's funny. Obama, this was the fun part for me because the president always does a few minutes of stuff. And he revealed in his autobiography that he... when he was a kid, his stepfather had him eat dog when he was in someplace in Southeast Asia anyway. It was where they ate dog. And he made jokes about eating a dog.
Oh my.
And basically President Obama made jokes about everything that people on the right are ripping him for. So anything that someone on the right is ripping him for, he is making jokes about. And the best part wasn't the joke. The best part was when he made the joke about eating dog, and the camera then goes to his wife and stays on her. And she has this look on her face like, I cannot believe that you brought up again the fact that you ate a dog. She kept smiling because she's trained to do that. But I could tell from the look on her face mm-hmm. that once they got out of the room, she was going to be like, what the fuck are you thinking, man? Why are you doing that?
I ate dog.
Did you?
In China.
Oh, that's right. You went to China.
Yeah.
You know, I don't trust them.
The funniest thing, did I tell you the story about how I knew I was eating dog?
No.
The people I was with.
So many lame jokes to
were so American. They had no business going on this trip. They didn't want to be there. They didn't want to have any experiences. They just wanted to buy cheap stuff and go home.
Sure.
And so everywhere
we had reason to travel.
My God, it was very strange. And everywhere we went, they didn't want to eat anything. It all looked weird. They complained. They bitched. They just wanted like American food. I'm like, why are you in China?
That's why I don't go.
And I love all that stuff and all the new experiences. And so we were at this place, and some of the women were older women, and they had that, if I speak louder, you'll understand English. So she's looking at the lady and she's like, what is this? What is this? And so then she takes her finger and she puts it on her nose and pushes her nose up and she's like, and the lady's like, no.
Oh, so she's pantomiming.
And then she's like, moo. And finally the waiter looks at her and goes, no, it's ar, ar, ar. And I about fell out of my chair laughing. And I was like, best dog I ever ate. And I just kept eating. And they all got up and freaked out. It was amazing. But the waitress going, ar, ar, ar.
Did you have any panda burger?
I did not.
That's so good.
Hey, I have a question for you, Mel, since you're talking about dogs and stuff. And we were talking about ladies' private parts earlier.
How is this all going to go together?
This came across my radar yesterday.
If you go with dog bestiality porn, I'm going to be nervous.
Nope, not even close. There is a skin lightener for women's private parts.
Yeah.
A TV commercial for a skin lightening product, Clean and Dry Intimate Wash, promises Indian women, with a dot, not with the feather, protection, fairness, and freshness down there. The ad depicts a unsatisfied young wife concerned that her husband is more interested in his daily paper than her, presumably, as the ad would have you believe, because her vagina is too dark. But after a quick wash with the pH balancing skin lightening cleanser, the couple is frolicking on the furniture with renewed lust.
I've heard about like butthole lightening or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sad.
Now in India, Clean and Dry Intimate Wash Gupta ki twacha ko rakhe clean surakshit.
Oh my god, it looks like she had poop on her vagina. Na 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 jana na
hai taazgi yahan. Clean and Dry Intimate Wash freshness to nikhare.
This is cultural. I don't get it.
And now I know Indian. I don't know.
Why is your vagina dark? It should. Do they not have hair on their vagina?
Well, it's just like why asses get dark. I mean, there's a
no,
reason for
that. No,
it's not. Your asshole is darker.
But why are you saying my vagina for the same reason gets dark?
No. I'm
any
sure.
fold area. It's by the inner, wherever there's inner folds of your skin, it gets darker because there's a collection of dead skin cells, and over time it gets dark.
Well, okay, my vagina's not dark. I don't know what you're talking about. No. I clean it well.
It doesn't
every
matter
day.
If you clean or not, but like if you would look at your arms, there it's discoloration. It exists.
Well, to be fair, it also exists if you're somebody of a darker complexion. You're going to have darker skin.
Yeah,
because
nobody's
areas.
Whiter than me, so I cannot relate.
Exactly. Mel's nipples will never be brown.
No.
They're going to be pink.
Yes.
Your nipples are really pretty, by the way. Oh, we didn't tell everyone listening. Today is Topless Tuesday.
Topless Tuesday. But an Indian woman would have darker nipples. She would
Paul
have
said I have big nipples. You guys are going to have to
big
inspect
areolas.
Later.
I will. Can I see your nipples?
I think my nipples are perfectly
Are you talking
normal.
About the nipple or are you talking about the areola
he
or
said
the whole
nipple.
Thing? Oh, okay.
The actual nipple.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pump them up
and check
it out later.
I think they're very average.
Do you play with them when you have sex?
Sometimes.
Mm. I was just curious.
Or does he? So what do Both. You? What do you think? What do you think of that? I mean,
I think it's really strange, but I can't. I just can't relate to it. I've heard about the butt bleaching.
Yeah, that's what porn stars
thing.
Do. Well, that it's supposedly to make it more visually.
It just seems
appealing.
Like anything that would be lightening your skin would be a little bit. Harsh on your sensitive vagina area.
Oh, no, it's pH balanced, Mel. It said so in the ad.
Sure.
It said so in ad. pH balanced for man or woman.
I don't know. I can't relate. My vagina is pink. I don't know. It's
normal
is. Colored, I guess, for me.
So that was interesting. We're going to run a little long on the show. You know why? Because Larry is back in the studio, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple of weeks now, and I wanted to wait until you were here.
Hey, I have a boyfriend at home in bed waiting for me. Let's not go too long, fellas.
No. We won't.
All right.
We'll do this. We'll check your nipples and we'll send you on your way.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Now, in Vermont, some military college alums are upset by pride events.
Yes.
And I want to talk about this. The president of Vermont's Norwich University says hundreds of alumni are upset the school hosted a gay pride week that featured events such as Condom Olympics and a queer prom. President Richard Schneider says the focus of the school's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and allies club is going to be refocused on education to ensure all on the Northfield campus feel safe. He isn't backing away from Norwich's commitment to ensure that gay and lesbian students are fully and openly integrated into school life and eventually into the U.S. military, but he says focusing on Condom Olympics isn't preparing them for adulthood.
So be gay, but not too gay, and don't make us uncomfortable about it.
Well, you know, and
be
that's
a gay for like the late 80s where you have a roommate.
Well, this is kind of why I wanted to have the conversation.
Mm.
I mean, it's still a military college. It's still about there are still elements of discipline and decorum and
gays love discipline.
Yeah,
have
sure.
you not been to Folsom?
And no, I have not. And certain codes of behavior that you would expect from future officers in the military. Now, he's not.
That's why they don't get drunk or have sex or do inappropriate stuff at all.
Yeah,
no. But so that's why I wanted to talk about this.
Yes. I have so many thoughts on this.
Is there really something wrong with a guy saying, "Listen, we want to have Gay Pride Week. We want to do this, but we want to keep it a little bit more focused on reality, whereas Condom Olympics, not really so much."
Here, okay. First of all, Norwich University is a private institution that for a very long time was a private military-ish institution, meaning everyone was in a Corps cadets, and then they had ROTC programs. They, in addition to that now, they also have, you can be just a traditional student. So they have, I forget what they're called, but they have like the military people, and then they have like their regular people. And so they both exist at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, what I think is ironic is that, one, I think it's great that the fact, because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, is finally being gone, the fact that you can actually openly talk about these things, I think is something good to be excited about. Now, whenever you're at a college campus and you have any kind of event, like, I do think Condom Olympics are a fun thing to have because it makes people a little... Here's why I think it's a very important issue, and I think it's too easy to say, yeah, that's not really gay, let's not talk about it, is because it makes people a little more comfortable with feeling in a very fun, safe environment. They might actually learn how to, like, shockingly, they might actually feel more comfortable with condoms, so when they go have sex with someone, they might do it and eventually might save their lives. And considering that men that have sex with men are still the highest group of people that are infected with HIV, I think it's very important for them to do it. And I think that what you're getting is a lot of people who went to Norwich because it's a very conservative place, who are uncomfortable with the fact, they're not happy that you can openly talk about things like this, because guess what? They have lots of other traditions there that I don't think are becoming of necessarily of what you might be a military officer. But I get that it's a fun thing. And like you're an 18 to 24 year old dude. Like you should be allowed to do that and have a little bit of fun. Kind of Olympics. Yeah, I think it is fun. Why not do it?
I mean, well, I think a lot of stuff that goes on in fraternities and sororities is not stuff that I find becoming or appropriate for people that are training for anything.
And they're probably kind of gay, too.
It's just fun. What you're getting is backlash from people who aren't comfortable with the fact that there are people who they don't like who they are in their institution, and their institution has no choice to embrace it. In my mind, it really is equivalent to when they integrated a long time ago, like, oh, well, you know, we're okay that the black people are there, but they want to have a soul night. That's really too much.
They keep demanding fried chicken and basketball.
That
and we
is
won't
racist.
Have that.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so racist.
I'm making your point, Larry. Come on.
No, I know. So I think people are just uncomfortable with the fact that this drives home the fact that guess what? It's okay. Like, and I love, love, love the pictures that are coming out of troops coming home. And like, I'm sure you've seen pictures on Facebook of like a dude being greeted by his boyfriend and them kissing. Like, that is beautiful to me. And like, I love it. And I love that some people are comfortable with it. It's just is like, really? Like, you fucktard. You can't say you love the troops when that guy was willing to go out and die for someone.
I just
want to
see him greeted by his dog.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else makes me uncomfortable.
And, yeah, I do like those dogs and the dog gets all excited.
I can honestly say I've seen opposite sex couples greet each other, and I'm just like,
it's a little much.
Yeah, it's a little just.
But you guys,
I can't help but celebrate when two dudes do it because it's such a big thing.
Did you guys see the Captain America one?
No.
So, and this is mean, but you guys know I'm not a big, huge person that likes kids, as it were. I find them annoying in general.
Of course.
But there was a guy whose kid was like obsessed with Captain America, and the guy is a military captain, and he was supposed to come home for the kid's birthday, but he didn't make it back from Afghanistan, and he comes to the door as Captain America, except the kid appears to have no idea who he is. He really thinks it's Captain America. Then the guy takes off his mask, and the kid still doesn't have any idea who he is, and the mother has to say, like, it's your dad, and then he's like, it's so awkward because he's like, you expected like a big moment of daddy, and he never really seemed to get it until they told them.
I know.
And it was awkward, and that made me laugh.
Yeah. I think Norwich University needs to get over themselves. I think they should have like the fisting Olympics. Why not? Shoot, put it all out.
So to wrap this up, I'm kind of curious, what exactly is the Condom Olympics?
My guess is it's since I used to work in higher education for a while. I can tell you there are probably activities to like who can put the condom on the banana the fastest, who can blow up a condom, as long as
pass the condom from neck to neck down a line of people,
especially in an environment like that where you're going to have people who choose to go there probably come from a large portion probably come from very conservative backgrounds where they've never been introduced to that. And if they can get comfortable using a condom, they might be a little more comfortable next time they go fuck someone to put one on.
My favorite is the condom. My favorite is the condom dartboard, where if you hit the condom with a dart, you get to keep that condom. It's awesome. You didn't need to hit me, Mel.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Whatever. Say it. Say it if you want.
Mel, do you
want
to do it later?
Okay.
She's going to show us her nipples to make sure that they're of adequate size.
Yeah.
Can we take a picture?
I'm self-conscious.
Can we take a picture and put them on the website and put a poll to see if people think her nipples
are Mel's large? Nipples.
Yes.
Eric, we need your expert opinion on nipples.
But do it like Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
One's too big.
Yes, too hard, too soft, and just right.
Do you like when boys bite on your nipples? Because I've heard from some girls that there's varying things about
if they do it correctly.
All right.
Well,
that's a good way to reach the end of our show this week. By the way, you can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio.
Stitcher. We haven't talked about Stitcher in a while.
Stitcher is awesome. I actually emailed the lovely lady from Stitcher. Her name escapes me right now, from Stitcher, because I had something that needed to be done with her show. And she replied back to my email in less than 5 minutes and took care of it.
That's impressive.
Less than 5 minutes. And you can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. They allow you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, your Android phone, your BlackBerry, or even a Palm phone if you have one of those, on demand and on the go. If you don't have Stitcher, download it free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, it's the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can even stream shows right on their website. I burped there for a second.
Uh-huh.
And so Stitcher, awesome. And now it's time for Small Town News.
Small Town News, Small Town News. Everybody loves our Small Town News.
Small Town News brought to us by our Amazon store. you're going to shop Amazon anyway, shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com, and we get a little taste of the action. It's awesome. It helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything. I was able to get small town news from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, finally.
We're back home.
We are back home. Newport City owners closing Griff's on Monday. This was yesterday. The owners of the embattled Griff's Pub have decided to close at midnight Monday. That was last night when the pub's local liquor license expired. The owners, Nancy Griffith and brothers Dan and David Griffith, announced the closing on their Facebook page.
Aww.
If they were celebrities, they would have announced it on Twitter.
Yeah.
The pub owners faced an investigation by the Vermont Liquor Control Board, with a hearing before the board planned for May 11th. With that looming, the Newport City Council voted on Wednesday, last week, not to renew the liquor license until after the state board decision, despite appeals from the Griffith family members. So that would have meant a bar with no liquor license for 2 weeks.
That won't work.
That won't work. So that's the fun part of small town news. Now here's why. A former cook was charged with sexually assaulting a woman in the restroom at the pub.
Oh, come on. If we closed every bar where that happened.
Wow.
But there's more. Allegedly, while employees and patrons watched and recorded the incident on video.
Oh, come on. If we closed every bar if that happened.
Shoot.
So there we go.
It's like that movie with Jodie Foster.
Oh, that was on a pinball machine, wasn't it?
No, yeah. It was on a pool table.
No, it was on a pinball machine.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Tommy, but with rape.
Yeah.
It was like if Tommy
He's a pinball wizard. He rapes a pussy now. That was the alternative version.
It was. That was the deep album cut that no one really heard.
He said deep.
Did. Said deep. Anyway, it was awesome having Larry back in the studio, wasn't it, Mel?
Hi.
Totally.
I'm not traveling for a while.
I know.
Thank God.
It's good stuff. We got a lot of good stuff planned coming up for you. Thank you for listening to the show. Hey, could you do us a favor? We're on iTunes, and if you download us on iTunes, could you write a review for us? It would be really nice.
Yeah. Eric, write a review.
We moved from
Adam,
our...
Adam, write a review. These are sponsored messages.
We moved from the old Podbean site to NateDarlingShow.com. It's our own website, and we did lose a few listeners when that happened. We lost a few stragglers, so,
oh, so
remind
sad.
People where to find us. We're on iTunes. We're everywhere. You can stream us. You can listen. And just spread the word about the show, because we're going to keep doing it to entertain you.
And spread your legs.
or to irritate you. We did a lot of vagina talk this
week. Yeah, we did.
And it was unplanned vagina talk, and that's the best kind of vagina
horny.
Talk.
I'm kind of horny. Not really.
Spontaneous vagina talk.
Spontaneous.
Vagina talk makes me horny.
Unplanned vagina talk. So thanks, guys, for helping me plan out my online dating profile.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
I will report back next week to see if there's anything to...
I think your first date should be to invite them over for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Not
be great.
Awkward at all.
That'll be great. We can have a conversation. We can mic them up and see how it goes from there. So how are you liking the date so far?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it good stuff?
Can we sit her right between us?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think over there, I need to keep an eye on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over sure. In the...
Can we say, oh, it's Topless Tuesday?
It depends.
Would you date a black girl?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That was a fast answer.
Yeah, I would not discriminate against... I have no qualms about dating someone of another race, color,
really?
Creed, or religion.
I've never dated a black guy.
I've never dated a black girl, but I grew up in Vermont, and there aren't any.
There's like two.
So there's that. I have no problem. Black, Hispanic.
I think we should find like really interesting websites to put your profile on.
I don't think that
like black girls who only like white guys, like chocolatewantandmilk.com.
Oh dear Lord.
I think that exists.
It probably does, because everything does. You know, I'm gonna leave the show this week with something that very much excited me. The band The Gaslight Anthem. They combine punk rock, folk, and the spirit of Americana. They're New Jersey rockers, and they've got a new intensity on a new single called 45, which was leaked out yesterday. It's going to be the first single off the album, the upcoming album, Handwritten. Bruce Springsteen likes these guys so much, he came out and performed with them.
Wow.
That's how good they are. So the new single, 45, is going to be out on iTunes next week on May 8th, and the album, Handwritten, is going to be out on July 24th. And I'm going to try and get them on the show. I don't think it's going to happen because they're actually really a famous band that I only discovered a couple of months ago. But they're awesome, so I'm going to end the show with their new single, 45. This is the Gaslight Anthem on The Nate Darling Show.
Gosh, you're done, everybody.